Welcome in to Slapshot Radio on Nashville's best sports talk, ESPN 102.5 The Game. We're previewing the critical Canadian road trip coming up this week tonight on Slapshot Radio, brought to you by day one sponsor, Hermitage Family and Cosmetic Dentistry, Carter Church from Weikart Realtors, the Andrews Group, your real estate expert in Murfreesboro and Nolensville, and the latest additions to the Slapshot Radio family of advertisers, the largest wine and spirit store in Middle Tennessee, Cool Springs Wines and Spirits, and our friends at Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries with three locally owned and operated locations in Middle Tennessee. I'm Paul McCann, our co-host, our former NHL coach and player, Brent Peterson. Coach, how are you on this Super Bowl Monday?
Very good, very good. It's very warm out today.
Okay.
It's going to be cold this weekend.
Did we get at least nine in?
We got nine in.
Okay, good. I'm glad to hear that. And, of course, the host of the Preds Watch Parties, he'll be over at Top Golf tomorrow night at the Cowan for the Winnipeg game. It is the one and only Zach McCann. Zach, how are you?
Oh, doing excellent. You know, here again and we have to, you know, here
what?
Again.
Before we, yeah, really, here again and here again. You're right. It is the day after a weird game. So, but you know what? Let's talk a little bit about the game yesterday. I've got to say, as a lifelong Philadelphia Eagles fan, I was happy to see Andy Reid finally win a Super Bowl, and I think it's one of the signs of the last times, guys. The Eagles and Andy Reid both have won Super Bowls in the past 3 years. At this point, anything is possible.
Well, we can go 50 more years if you want. So.
Well, you know what? We went 52. The last one they had won was the year I was born. Not wanting to date myself, but Zach, actually, you know what? I was saying earlier, unusual that the game was better than the commercials.
Yeah, no, Pat Mahomes was an assassin last night in that fourth quarter. And, I mean, you look at just that kind of play, and you want to talk about, you know, we mentioned last week with the passing Kobe Bryant, that kind of Mamba mentality of just ice in your veins. Patrick Mahomes was certainly showing that last night.
No question about it. So congratulations to the Kansas City Chiefs on winning their first Super Bowl in 50 years. So I'm sure there's a party going on in Kansas City. And there's probably plenty of good barbecue as well.
My daughter lives there, and they cancel school for Wednesday for the parade. They cancel school altogether. I never. I know they always.
You know what?
Cut school, but I never don't know they cancel.
I remember cutting school for a Flyers parade in the mid '70s. So you know what? I think they might as well. It's one of those things. You might as well just give in.
That's right.
So, but anyway, let's turn the attention to hockey. It's just the three of us for the entire hour tonight, and because I think that we're definitely at a critical junction in the Nashville Predators season. Now, look, I am not one of these people that has that football mentality that one loss kills the entire season. We heard that after the Toronto game, came back with two solid comeback wins. But, Coach, have you ever been in a position where your team just seemed to struggle at home?
Yeah, we've always been great at home. And
yes.
We've been intimidating, and the fans have been intimidating, and it's just it's a tough situation. I don't understand why. Like, I was expecting a real, I expected, Las Vegas to give us a real run, but I expected us to get more out of it than we got out of it, and we didn't do anything. We didn't do any forechecking. We didn't skate. We looked slow, and they were the ones that played the night before, and it was just frustrating to watch them because we didn't have any power play. We didn't have any penalty killing. They scored every which way you could. And if it wasn't for Pekka Rinne, it would have been 8-0 by the end of the second period when we had 7 shots on goal after 2 periods.
Hard to disagree there, Coach. I think really the biggest issue you saw, I mean, that's the thing. You know, a lot of people like to say, ooh, you know, just home just doesn't seem to be kind to them. That building was rocking before the game.
Right.
You know, a soul-stirring rendition of the national anthem by the TSU Gospel Choir. That was really something to hear. And I got to say, it was the best thing that we saw all night, unfortunately, because the Predators, as they have made a habit of so far this season, did not show up in a critical game. And while, yes, I totally agree, you win 2 of 3 and you're in good spots, but it was widely acknowledged by everyone from the team down to the punditry, down to the fans, that Saturday was an absolutely critical game.
Yep.
Everyone knew it, and the team flat out did not show up.
It's fascinating to see this because you looked at the resilience that we saw in Washington and New Jersey.
And on the road again.
On the road. And I have sometimes thought, is it possible that playing at home just adds a different level of pressure to a team, especially, look, when you're not expected to do well, it's easier to play. But you know what? This market has grown to a point now where, you know, the crowd isn't just cheering, you know, good play. They're cheering good, successful plays. Correct. And you know what? That's a sign of the maturation of this market. It's a sign, quite frankly, of the hockey knowledge of this market, that it's no longer, you know, and I know Max is not going to like this reference, but it's, you know, you can't be Vanderbilt in the National Hockey League. You just can't. You know, I mean, moral victories do nothing for you.
Yeah, it used to be when we were playing, when I played, you know, if you won half your road games and three quarters of your home games, you won it. But we're 500 now at home, which is terrible.
Insane.
for the team we have and the building we have and the fans we have. But you know what? You gotta when you come home and you from a road trip and you're successful, you can't play a different way. You got to remember how you played that way. And they sometimes, I'm not saying that this is the Predators, but sometimes people that had struggles at home, they were trying to do too fancy of plays, backhand passes, back plays. They never shot the puck. And on the road, they just ground it out for two periods and just guys flying all over, blocking shots, paying the price. At home, we don't do that. We don't play the same intensity. We think it's going to be easier because we're home and our fans are going to just carry us. They're there to support you. You got to do the job on the ice. And they just haven't, nobody's done the job on the ice this year at all.
The interesting
at
piece.
Home,
you're right. No, you're absolutely right, Coach. And, you know, Adam Vingan has been doing some outstanding writing in the Athletic. And, Zach, yesterday's column from him, boy, did he nail it on the head. I think John Hines is definitely moving this team in the right direction. But I don't think you begin to wonder if the clock, the runway seems to be shortening quickly.
Yeah. Tick, 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 tuck, tuck, tuck is all you hear right now, because this season is rapidly fading away. And I truly believe that the way that this road trip goes is going to define this season. If the Predators can come out over the next four games and take three of four, then you got to feel pretty good coming in there. But right now, the way this team is playing inspires zero confidence, because it seems to me that when those big games come up, the ones that it's like, okay, we really got to put on a show here, we really got to, you know, assert ourselves, they just don't do well. It's the ones where they don't expect to win, where they come out and actually show something. You know, no one was really expecting them to walk into Washington and play the way that they did. And I think even with New Jersey, no one's really expecting that from them either. This team has shown that when expectations are thrust upon them, they have a tendency to crumble. And it's a real shame, because that Predator way mentality that we saw for years, that I saw growing up, certainly seems to just be gone all of a sudden.
You know, I keep seeing and hearing the phrase, you know, moral, you know, a kind of that fortitude,
that mental fortitude,
strength, that mental toughness. And it does feel like this team is, I mean, and you've seen in the reporting, you've seen the players even say it, this team does seem a little fragile right now.
They are fragile, but you got to give Las Vegas a lot of credit. They played exactly how
they were dominant.
We want to play.
Right.
They dumped it in, and they were all over our defense. And we dump it in, and the defense would go D to D, and our guys wouldn't be there in time, and they'd walk out, and then they'd be in our end for a while. We'd play defense again. And they played exactly like St. Louis played all through the playoffs last year. They're in your face before you even got a chance to make a pass. They're in your face. They're all over you. They run you through the end wall, and you don't even want to go back there anymore. And that's how and they got some great forwards on that team in Las Vegas. So without, you know, they made hits, they made plays, they did everything they needed to do. We didn't counter what they did.
Coach, well, I mean, obviously, you oversaw some rough hockey in those first few years with the Predators. What was always your mentality when you saw a team start to get down on themselves like that? You could almost see that monkey growing on their back constantly. What was always your advice to those players?
It took us 5 years to have a real good team, and then you sort of had to change your coaching. The first few years, you couldn't get on them. You couldn't make them feel bad, because they just weren't good enough players. Yeah. And we were building a team. When Kriya came, now we had a team. And we went through it, and we just happened to get 2 years in a row where we played San Jose. Both years we had guys who were hurt, and we never went on. But you have to change your mentality. You can't get on them. In fact, when Scotty Bowman used to get on us, he got on us more when we were winning as when we were losing. He was nice to us when we were losing, trying to get us, you know, to play together, play back. He'd be all over us when we'd win because you guys are getting too cocky and you're not doing the things, and just he was all over us. So he sort of used a reverse mentality. But I just think that you just got to go out and do your job. We have not played together all year as a team, a real togetherness. Like every line, coaches had maybe 1,000 different formations on lines that he's put, mm-hmm. both Peter and John, and nothing's worked. Nothing seems to click.
It's really feeling like one of those seasons.
Yeah. Right.
One of those ones, yeah. You know, Washington had one before they won the cup. I mean, St. Louis had God knows how many of them.
Many years.
Before, you know, before
they won the President's
that.
Cup in 98 again. When we first got here, they won the President's Cup few years later. Mm-hmm. They were up in the standings every year, and then they finally win it, go push through. So, like you say, it's just one of those years, eh?
It feels like it so far. Now, is it, you know, is it absolutely, you know, over, you know,
no.
Turn? No, of course not. But we've got plenty to talk about, obviously. We're already over on our first break, so I do want to talk to you a little bit about our premier sponsor, the day one sponsor of this show, been with us the entire time. It's Drs. Jane Bacon and Aileen Kruger over at Hermitage Family and Cosmetic Dentistry. Boy, what a great staff, a comfortable environment. They do make it a lot easier to get your dental needs taken care of. And if that wasn't enough, all the latest in dental technology, including in-office whitening, even sedation dentistry. If that was, I'm telling you, you got to go check them out. Drs. Aileen Kruger and Jane Bacon over at Hermitage Family and Cosmetic Dentistry at 872-7762. That's 872-7762. Hermitage Family and Cosmetic Dentistry. We brighten smiles. Slapshot Radio. ESPN 102.5, The Game. And kind of interesting, get brought in by Eli Gold, who a lot of people don't know. Is a huge hockey fan.
Oh, that's where he started hockey. Started,
indeed. Yeah. He used to announcing for the Long Island Ducks.
Great guy.
What's really funny is that when he was here, he did that year of doing radio play-by-play here. And it was fascinating because we started talking the old ECHL back when it was the East Coast Hockey League. And he was announcing for the Long Island Ducks. I used to go to games at this just ridiculous barn in Cherry Hill, New Jersey called the Ice House, and it had chicken wire for for glass. There was no glass, it was chicken wire, and it was funny because Eli was saying, oh my gosh, I called games there.
That's
so
great.
He is if you ever get the chance to talk hockey with him, great guy. So you know what, I also want to remind you, I stopped in and saw Jeff over at Cool Springs Wine and Spirits this week. And, man, you know what? They're getting ready for the wine tasting. It's coming up in April. So make sure you check out our good friends over at Cool Springs Wines and Spirits. I mean, what a great group over there. You can call them at 771-7436. Check them out at coolspringswines.com. Our good friends at Cool Springs Wines and Spirits, we certainly appreciate their support. So, guys, let's get to it. We got three games coming up in the next week, three critical games. And honestly, one more time, I said it last week, and it came very, very close to being true, that, again, you've got three very, very difficult opponents this week. You're going into Winnipeg tomorrow night. Then you go into Calgary on Thursday night. Finish the Battle of Edmonton in Edmonton in Saturday now, the Battle of Alberta, excuse me. This is one of the toughest three-game stretches the Predators are going to see until about another week when they've got, you know, St. Louis back-to-back and then Carolina comes to town. But
don't forget Vancouver on Monday night.
I'm not forgetting that one, but we'll preview that one next Monday night as part of the pregame. But Winnipeg tomorrow night, again, it's another one of these teams, Zach. They're struggling a little bit. They're having trouble finding the right mix, the right, you know, when Hellebuck is great, he's phenomenal. When he's not, he's not.
I mean, their season is living and dying on Connor Hellebuck right now. The rest of the team, I think it's fair to say, has not been very good this year. They haven't been putting up the usual numbers that they do. I think they're really missing players like Dustin Byfuglien, who it's looking like might be coming to a mutual termination of his contract in Winnipeg. Players like Tyler Myers, like Jacob Trouba, that leaky D-line that we thought we were going to see when they went through that tumultuous offseason so far has come to pass as predicted.
Right.
That team is not the same thing, and And to make matters worse, their offense hasn't compensated for the lack of production they're getting on the back end. So you certainly have to be concerned, because you can't keep playing Connor Hellebuck like this and expect to see results, especially in a particularly lethal year in the Central Division where no team is really out of it yet.
So you look at this Winnipeg team, Coach, I mean, there's great talent on this team.
They're big and fast.
They are big and fast, but almost to the same point that you look at this Nashville team, you see some of the same things going on in Winnipeg.
Exactly. Just like Zach just said, he said that they've had great goaltending, and he's held them in. So what the Predators have to do tomorrow is forecheck. Instead of sitting back, you have to forecheck their defense, because that's their weakness. And Hellebuck, if he's hot, he's hot. If he's not, you can get goals on him. But you can't sit back and let the Scheifele's and the Wheelers go down the ice, and Connor. These guys are good players. They're too good for that. And you can't play defense all night. You got to be in their end. And the best way to play defense is in their end, in the corners, keeping the hold on the puck, making them take it off you, taking penalties, going in the net, shooting the puck. And then if they get it down ice. And then breakouts got to be faster, just like that's what John went over the very first time he came.
Right.
Our breakouts were better for a few games, and now we've slipped back in the last game. You have fast breakouts, get the puck out of the zone, and get it in there deep where Connor Hellebuck can't handle it, and get on the forecheck, and then that's where the weakest part of their team is, their defense.
I think, and this might be a loaded question in some regards, but what do you think this team's identity is? When they're playing well, what do you think is Predator hockey for this group?
Well, for this group, I think it should be offensive for this group, but they haven't played that way, so they've had to both coaches have pulled them back and said, we got to play better in our own end. Mm-hmm. And John changed it from man-to-man in their own end to a zone, sort of hybrid sort of a zone. And we've had some success, but they still are getting shots off, and they're getting great chances. And if our goaltending had, like Pekka the other night was great, they weren't good on the road. They were okay on the road. We had great offense that night.
Right.
Both nights we had great offense. So, but the identity is really something that you really need to establish a lot earlier than season in January.
And I mean, part of this comes with a coaching change.
You're right. But this is the same team now. Mm-hmm. Same thing that happened to Peters happened to John now, and they just have to find a way to get. They can't score every night. You can't get six every night. You're going to have some teams that are going to shut you down. You got to learn how to play both ways, whether it's offensive or defensive. You got to play both ways. You got to play without the puck and with the puck.
Yeah, because, I mean, that was one of the easiest shutouts I've ever seen Saturday night from Marc-Andre Fleury. He was fine. He wasn't, particularly great or anything.
Their weakest part is defense, too, because, they got the great forwards, boys. Stone and those guys are great forwards,
but it
too.
It seems like the book is out on this Nashville Predators team, whether it was Peter Laviolette's system or, the hybrid that is going on right now as John Hines tried to establish his new one. Overload the neutral zone, push this team out because they're not strong enough to force themselves in the middle.
And it's interesting. You make a very good point.
Or fast enough.
Yeah. Well, and here's the thing.
What does this team do well?
You can do, and this is where, when this team does certain things, when this team forechecks, when this team plays on its toes, this team looks, they may not be, but they look so much faster when you see this team doing that, that 3-4-5 pass breakout. It's D to D to wing and in.
And skating with it at the same time.
Well, and what I think we saw a lot of on Saturday night, that we didn't see on the previous two games, is that breakout was horrendous.
I know.
And then all of a sudden it's like, okay, well, we got to carry it coast to coast. We've got to, we've got to
turn over the neutral zone, and they regroup coming right back on you.
Now, this is by no means an indictment of this player at all, but I feel like the straw that stirs this team's drink, it's not Pekka, it's not Roman Josi. When Ryan Johansson is on his game, I feel like this team is unbeatable. And when he's not, I just don't see it from this team.
And this is the thing, and I agree with you probably 80%. And the reason why I say that, I just look at the reaction after a goal, whether it's the other team's or their own. And when Joey scored Wednesday night, I mean, it was a primal, release, and the team fired off it. You could see it. So, Zach, you're absolutely right. But what I think is there are other players that can play with that emotion as well. I mean, and we saw the exact same thing out of Matt Duchene Thursday night on the goal that he scored against New Jersey. So when you start seeing that emotion and that and quite frankly, you know, getting pissed, I mean, and you saw that out of this team, and it was disappointing to not see it on Saturday night in front of the home crowd.
I think it was disappointing to everybody because John's been talking about mental toughness and doing it every night, and they did it two nights in a row, and they won the game somehow, and they came home, and they couldn't do it three nights in a row. They couldn't find themselves, getting up enough to really have a good game, and everybody was bad. I don't think there was anybody but Pekka that had a good night. And by the way, just to sort of let you know, I talked to Shane Knighty between the second and third period.
Yeah.
He's their color guy, if right. either radio or TV or something. He went from Winnipeg to Vegas, and I said, Shane, you guys have been playing like this all year. I haven't watched you much. He says, we just started last night. It was our first good game. He says, we're all over people. We're skating. We're on our toes. Mm-hmm. We're taking the body in the other team's end. We're cycling. We're doing all those things that they have. He says, we haven't done it all year. We've done it just one game. So
yeah. Great. They picked a good time to start.
I know. he said, this is the best game we played for two periods when I talked to him. For two periods, it was the best game they played. And it was only 1-0 at the time. So the Predators still have a chance, but they got to do it. They got to do it every single night. They have to come to play.
But here's the kicker, and this is where I took more hope out of these last two games than, you know, out of the two road games, because we saw that this team could play a mediocre game, but if they play it fast and they get a little bit of resilience in them, they had no business, quite frankly, let's face it, no business winning either one of those games if you really get down to it. Fundamentally, not great hockey, but it was played with emotion, it was played with a little bit of speed and a little bit of resilience, and it ended up with 4 points. And you know, again, you don't want to talk about the wake-up calls, you don't want to talk about the learnings, anything like that. But Zach, if that's what came out of Saturday night's game, And I have to be honest, I love the honesty coming out of this team. They're not sitting here whistling past the graveyard anymore.
Mm-hmm. I mean, again, you know, we've heard the phrase wake up call a frankly comical amount this season.
Oh, yeah.
But at this rate, I think you look at this team, if they can actually bring some of that heart that they brought in that back-to-back. Because, you know, and I know that's not really a quantifiable stat or anything like that.
Sure it is. You know how you quantify it?
Wins.
4 points, yeah, exactly.
Right. But at the same time, that's really, I think, the first time we've seen this Preds team show some heart.
Agreed.
Since October. You know, and I mean, this team hasn't had a three-game winning streak since October. And that is a harsh stat to, you know, be aware of.
That's why Winnipeg and us are right together, right, mm-hmm. where we belong, because we haven't done nobody's. Our special teams, we haven't even talked about those.
No, they've been special.
They've been special, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, not very. But mm-hmm. But when you look at this again, you know, you've got Nashville one point behind the Jets.
Yeah.
1 point behind the Blackhawks. Games in hand on both of them. 4 points behind Arizona with 3 games in hand on Arizona. You know,
all they have to do is win, right?
All they got to do is win them. I mean, and again, 5 points behind Calgary with 2 games in hand.
Right.
So this is the games in hand are going to go away and going to go away pretty quick because the next couple of weeks.
Playing a lot of hockey.
There's going to be a lot of hockey in the next couple of weeks. And, you know, I mean.
And if we win, we'll be in good shape for the playoffs because we're playing the best teams in the league right now. And
Nashville has the hardest schedule in the league.
And you know what? That doesn't bother me because of how this team tends to react to that.
Exactly. I agree with you 100%.
You know, so, we're going to get on the Calgary game and the Edmonton game as we go forward here on Slapshot Radio. Do want to talk to you a little bit about our good friends at Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. I'm telling you, I've loved talking about them all year this year. They're a great sponsor, and I'm telling you, they got some great sales going on right now. If you ever wanted a Lazy Boy recliner, go check them out. But I'm going to tell you, they're more than recliners. We're looking at sofas, love seats, chairs, ottomans, solid wood bedroom and dining room sets. I mean, they've got everything. And the good news is they're locally owned and operated. They're a family-owned business. And I'm telling you, they are big, big Pred fans. I watch every Predators away game, except when I go to the watch parties, from the comfort of my lazy boy. Three Middle Tennessee locations, Cool Springs, Hendersonville, and Murfreesboro. Go by and see my friends at Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. You tell them you heard about them on Slapshot Radio. Yeah. I like it. Max, not bad, not bad. Slapshot Radio on ESPN, 102.5, The Game, Nashville's best sports talk. Paul McCann, Brent Peterson, Zach McCann coming at you with Slapshot Radio. And, okay, we've spent a lot of time talking about the last couple of games. Spent a lot of time talking about Winnipeg. Let's move on a little bit, because after Winnipeg on Tuesday night, then it's into Calgary, into Alberta. And you know, Zach, I got to let you go here because I know you really dug the Battle of Alberta on Saturday night, where it kind of looked like the Broad Street Bullies and the Big Bad Bruins there for a little while.
After such a listless performance by the home team on Saturday night, it was good to see something with some fire going on. And boy, were there some fireworks happening between Edmonton and Calgary. If you missed it, make sure you look it up, because there was a goalie fight on Saturday night, and it was an honest-to-goodness fight, because Cam Talbot pretty much fed David Rittich's teeth that night.
See that University of Alabama Huntsville kind of ended up going doing all right there. You know, was all right there.
Absolutely. It was quite a scrap between them. That was at the end of a line brawl between both two teams. I mean, actually, no, it was between Mike Smith, not David Rittich. Yeah. I had a feeling it was that, but wanted to double check. So yeah, certainly interesting between those two. But those two teams right now, I think Calgary and Edmonton are both just playing some hard-nosed hockey at the moment.
Well, and that's something, again, that, you know, this is another thing that this team needs. I mean, you look at how tight that Pacific division is right now. You've got 6 points between first and fifth. All, you know, if the playoffs were to start today, not only would everyone be surprised, but five teams in the Pacific end up in the playoffs with, Arizona bringing up the rear there. But, I mean, only a 6-point difference, Coach. It's pretty tight there in the Pacific division. Might want to turn that on there, Coach.
Silly me. Yeah. it is really tight, and they're playing some real hard hockey. Like they're dropping the gloves like crazy. And then McDavid and Draisaitl take over and then get all the goals. Those guys are unbelievable how fast they are. But they have a real good team, and they've just come up and played very well, because Smith was traded for Talbot, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And they're back fighting each other all the time. But it's they're both good teams. Calgary is a tough place to play. They play better at home than we do, and a lot of teams do. But they have a good home record, and they have good players at that. Johnny Hockey is a heck of a hockey player, and so is Monahan. He's a great centerman.
You know, I think that this Calgary game holds a lot of weight for multiple reasons, because I think if you were to point at a turning point at this season, it would be the Halloween debacle against the Calgary Flames. This team has not been right.
I think we were up 4-1 that night.
Mm-hmm. And blew it in overtime with just a bananas goal.
You're right.
We
have not been the same since then.
And, I mean, if you want to prove that, you know, I mean, Matt Duchene was quoted as saying after Thursday's game, you know, we hit rock bottom and we're finally on the way up. And again, you had that performance on Saturday. Yeah. If you want to prove your words, now's the time.
Well, did you really hit rock bottom, or did we just see a dead cat bounce? Yeah. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, when you look at it, you look at this, the teams coming up, the Calgary Flames right now, you're right, they play very hard nosed brand of hockey. But when you look at it, Calgary in their last 10, 6-3-1. Edmonton in their last 10, 7-1-2. Vancouver in their last 10. Oh, by the way, gang, we're talking about Edmonton and Calgary. Vancouver's leading the Pacific right now. They're 7-2-1 in their last 10. I mean, where the Predators are sitting there at 5-5, and good heavens, the Winnipeg Jets 3-7 in their last 10. You know, you look at the Arizona Coyotes, 2-5-3. The opportunities are there. This is not something I'm sitting there going, well, maybe if a train leaves Chicago,
this team can make their own luck.
There,
They can make their own destiny right now.
So when you look at this Calgary Flames team, you're talking about a guy that continues to give Pred fans nightmares that we will probably see in net, which is Mike Smith. That has, gave him nightmares in the I'm sorry to remind you, Coach, but I mean, gave us nightmares in that Arizona series. I mean,
he was terrific in that series.
Frankly, stole that series.
And he's been okay this year. He got traded for Talbot. They switched spots, and I don't know whether Talbot plays as a main number one guy, but Smith is certainly number one in Edmonton for sure. And he's a great goalie against the Predators. He just has their number. He's confident. He knows he can stop us. We just have to go out and do the things we have to do to be a good team. We have to have our best players. If we have 2 and 3 and 4 lines going over the boards playing well, nobody can stop us. But we know we have every night it's something different.
I mean, the thing is, like, if Pecorine can show that Saturday wasn't a blip but right. The new normal again, then you have to feel good about this team going forward.
Well, and you're walking in against a team that that has a Johnny Gaudreau who is not exactly having a great season this year. He's at 41 points, but that's not – I think
he hasn't dominated. Like,
yes. But you do have a player that is really drawing some rather – cool interest here, because not only does he play it with the thing from the Mystery Alaska movie, you play it with a big bag of knuckles. Mm-hmm. I mean, Matthew Tkachuk.
Oh, he's a great player.
I mean, is an outstanding player, and boy, he's a pest as well.
He's Brad. Yeah. He's Diet Brad Marchand.
Yeah, you're right. You're right on. And did you remember the goal he scored through stick between his legs in overtime?
Halloween night. Oh,
that was a great goal. So he's
I
got
see it
skill.
When I close my eyes. It sucks.
The kid's got skill. He's got grit. He's got his father's sort of attitude about the game. And so he's just played. He's been really good for them. And Monahan and Johnny sure. Hockey and him have played very well. And they got good players.
But again, you've got that same type thing. The defense is, it's hard to call any defense with Mark Giordano on it as questionable. That defense is not as solid as it would need to be to go deep.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Okay.
That's fair.
But you've got an Elias Lindholm, you've got a Sean Monahan that are having decent seasons, not outrageous seasons, but decent seasons. I mean, this is a team that just seems to be performing at a nice level.
And if we had our act together this year, we would have been right there with them and then ahead of them even. So they haven't had a great year, but they're in the playoffs right now, and they're going. They're 7-3 in the last 10, yep. So they're going pretty good right now. And it's going to be a tough game for us, but it's just like we said, you just got to go in there and just do the job on them.
I mean, obviously, there is certainly cause for concern with this team, but really, the biggest question mark for the entire year, if you look at every underlying number, everything this team has been doing, if the goaltending can right itself, if this team had even had league average goaltending for this entire year, they would be comfortably in the playoffs right now. So if they can play the hockey that they've been playing for most of the year, and they can clean up some of those defensive mistakes, keep that box clear, because that's something Rene was even quoted as saying, is, hey, I can finally see the puck now.
Yeah,
people are actually clearing things out, that this system is very friendly for a goaltender. And I think if you can have that kind of, revelation, and Rene can rediscover himself, and Saros can find his game again, then yes, I think this team absolutely can make a run.
Coach, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No.
Coach, isn't it a key, though, when you start talking about it, it really does start with a defense.
Well, the defense, it starts with a defense, but it's got to be all five of a unit. There's got to be a low forward that helps the defense out.
Exactly.
And if they're guys, what Winnipeg did to us in the playoffs 3 years ago or 2 years ago, was it 2 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
They just held on to the puck and kept making turns and quick back and forth. And we couldn't get the puck off. We couldn't get them off the ice because they're so big and strong and fast. We couldn't get the puck back from them. We have to play in their end that way. And that's what we have to do tomorrow night, because they know us that well. They don't even need their coach. They have to go say, hey, you got to watch for Josi. They know where Josi is.
Right.
So they just have to make sure. We have to make sure we outplay them and we do the job. We have to forecheck them because they're going to forecheck us. We have to forecheck them first and play in their end because their weakness is defensemen. Calgary, you said their weakness is defensemen. Where do you want to play? You want to play down there and not let Monahan be on the rush all the time.
Absolutely.
Edmonton, you have to play in their end because you don't want McDavid going all the time. You can't back off and have five guys in the neutral zone. You have to be five guys in the offensive zone, five guys in the neutral zone, and five guys in the D zone. And transfer from defense to forward fast and quick. If you don't do it, you turn it over, and that's when you get problems. So John has got everybody on the outside, and mm-hmm. Peck is able to see things now. But it's still, we still make blunders on the defense. It's terrible, and leave guys wide open in front of that, just like it happened against Jersey when Yossi went up the boards and went with the same guy, and the guy's in front all by himself, and he just has his way with Pekka.
I don't know about you, but I'm ready to go play after that. I mean, I'm just I
there's a brick wall with a hole in it over here.
All righty, hey, I do want to talk to you a little bit about Carter Church at Weikart Realtors, the Andrews Group. Now, Carter is just really, really good at his job. You know, I've gotten to know him a little bit as we've worked together with the Predators. He's a Navy vet, and I'm telling you what, he's got the marketing experience you need to get your home sold in this fast-paced market or to find you a new home in this market. Hey, if you ever check out my Facebook page, I always make sure I could put out what Carter Church has now. He's got a couple of new homes in Nolensville. You want to check them out. Call Carter today at 615-429-2044. That's 615-429-2044. Carter Church, your real estate professional if you're buying or selling. We'll be right back right here on Slapshot Radio on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Oh, baby! Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me. Max, nice call, my friend. Nice call. ESPN 102.5, The Game. Slapshot Radio. Oh, my. I can just imagine 17,000 people singing along on that one. So we've talked about two of the games coming up. We've got a third one coming up also with Edmonton. But, you know, it was interesting. Sometimes I wish we could keep a mic going for our, you know, between segment conversations, as long as there's a 7-second delay on it. Yeah. But
those are Patreon exclusive. You have to subscribe.
I like that. So, but it was interesting because we were talking a little bit about the changes in what's going on here. But it was rather fascinating to me, my observation of, you know, watching the two games on television from last week and then watching them live on, against Vegas. I felt like the two games of the road trip, the team wasn't thinking as much. They were playing. They were reacting. You didn't really see them going, oh, should I be here or should I be there? You saw them more of a read and react, a little bit more comfort level. And it's fascinating because it goes back to, I think the team put way too much pressure on itself. Got them home. God, we've stunk on ice. God, we got to do better. And all of a sudden, that starts pushing the wrong buttons.
I tried to push the wrong buttons in all of them.
So, but it's interesting. Coach,
it was a stinker.
You hate to say it in these terms, but how do you stop a team from thinking too much?
You just have to go out, and you have to be so prepared that you know where to be without thinking about where you have to be. You just go. The way I used to coach, when I coached, with the puck, I wanted my best players to be have some ingenuity and some smarts, and you try to 2-on-1 guy. Without the puck, you don't want to get 2-on-1. You want to be at least man-to-man, at least zone, or get the man in the zone. And so you have to play both with or without the puck. Some players have no idea how to play without the puck. They don't know how to forecheck. They don't know how to neutral zone. They don't know what to do in a D zone. They come back to the middle, and they let guys get inside of them, and then they just. So it's really a tough thing to do. But like you said, we were thinking on Saturday night, should I be here? Should I be here? And on the road trip, all we did is go out and just play the game and react and have fun and go with speed, score goals on Holtby and have a good time. That's what it looked like. And then I saw the same thing the other night.
You know, it's funny because this will seem like an odd metaphor, but hang with me here.
Okay.
I remember, you know, one of the key things back when I was in theater school was we were talking about learning lines. And you learn your lines, you know, I'll never forget what my director told me. Learn your lines so you can forget them. And that's really what you have to do with hockey as well. It has to be so well ingrained. It has to be absolute muscle memory to where everything feels natural out there. You don't have to think about what you're doing because you already know what's going to happen. You've been through every scenario in your head, and so it just comes natural. And I think having that kind of naturalistic style of hockey, which we did see on Wednesday and Thursday, as sloppy as it was sometimes.
True.
You know, there were also 4 points at the end of it.
So it's an excellent analogy that you make because and I think you're both – saying the exact same thing. It is about preparation. It is about making sure that you know what's coming, that you've worked through the scenarios. But when you're coming into a, you know, when you come into Edmonton and you're coming against a, you're coming in to
they're,
play
they're
one
a
of
special
the best
situation there.
One of the best players to lace them up, at least one of the fastest. When you look at, you know, if you think too much against Edmonton, McDavid and Draisaitl will absolutely take you apart.
And Nugent Hopkins now, he's playing good too.
He is.
So they got three guys that are unbelievable talents. I mean, Draisaitl and McDavid are 1-2 in scoring in the league, goals and assists, and they're just lighting it up, and they play lots. They play 23 minutes. And of course, Tippett's going to play them lots, but
sure.
You're right, Zach. You can't sit there and just so. Where's McDavid? If you're on the ice, you just got to know he's on the ice, mm-hmm. and then play solid
play your
defense.
Game.
Move your feet, play your game. Yossi can still go up ice and get the puck. Just somebody's got to fill for him. You can't change your game and just say, we're not going to forecheck when McDavid's on the ice. All I do is sit back, and you can't do that. You have to play it. If you're supposed to be in the corner, down in the corner, and you're standing up at the top of the circle, you're thinking where you're supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
You should be down working hard and doing the things you have to do. So, you know what? Our guys care. They really care. That's
they
why
do.
When you play the way you play, and then you see them how they have no confidence in that. It's not anybody's game. They're putting a lot of pressure on themselves because they want to do well at home.
It looks like work out there for them right now.
It is. It's work. It's not fun. It's supposed mm-hmm. to be a fun game. I know you get paid millions of dollars to play the game, but it still has to be
a game.
And somebody laughed at me the other day. I says, I could play for a dollar or $1 million, and I'd still play the same way.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, "Oh, you wouldn't do that." So they were arguing with me. But if you could play for if you're Joey, and you make $7 million a year, he's not having fun out right now because he cares. He wants to do well. He just hasn't found a way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what John's job is. He knows he's got good players. He's just got to find the right niche and the right players together that can have some chemistry a little bit and go for it. That Vegas team, they've had the same lineup all year long up front.
Mm-hmm.
They have not changed those lines at all. And Carlson got hurt, so it hurt him. But they had to put Stevenson up there. But they had the same lines. We've had a different line every night. I'm not saying that's wrong because they're
it's what you've had to do.
You're searching for it, but it's really frustrating to see the poor guys go through that.
To bring it back, you know, almost full circle here, it all comes back to the weight of expectations.
Exactly.
And what do you do with that weight? Is it fuel or is it going to crush you?
Yes.
Right now, you've seen them buckle a bit, but you have seen it happen a few times where they've used it. I think Wednesday and Thursday, perfect examples of using it as fuel. Saturday, the weight of expectations crushed them.
Well,
you've got another weighty game tomorrow. What are they going to do?
We had the Rangers and the Islanders and the Boston and that. We had a great trip. That trip, we only lost 1 point.
We're playing the East pretty well this year.
So you know we can do it. It's just a matter of going out and executing what they want them to do, and I think they play every second day. They have no excuses. There's no back to backs this trip.
Mm-hmm.
You know the hardest game will be when they come back and play the Islanders because they only have from Tuesday to Thursday to get or Monday to Wednesday to get to the Monday. They get 2 days off. Their schedule right now for the next six games is really good. They're just playing the best teams. That's all.
And again,
that might be good for us.
I'm one of these people that frankly believe that's a good thing for this team
exactly,
right now.
Exactly, I agree.
Because I'm sorry. I think we've seen this team in some respects play to the level of their competition. And you know, and if that's indeed what they've been doing, well, then that's going to
cool.
be a good thing over the next month or so.
Right.
Because I mean, look, there's a lot of folks that are putting a lot on this road trip. And you know what? And I think that's really deserved at this point. When you look at where the team is right now, when you look at by the time you finish this road trip, and I'm going to say two as we're sitting here and talking 2 weeks from tonight, okay, you'll have gone through five road games and two home games, including a back-to-back with the defending Stanley Cup champion.
Yeah.
You're walking into another into a stretch where five of the next six will be at home, including one back-to-back.
Well, you're walking into a stretch after that Islander game. You're playing five games in 8 nights.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's a lot of hockey. That's a lot of, there's a lot of points on the line at that point.
Going coast to coast, too.
Oh, no question. And then coming back, you know, the travel's fairly easy. It's just quickie up to Chicago and back on that one. But then, you know, honestly, but when we're sitting here 2 weeks from now, we'll know whether these Nashville Predator team will be a buyer or be a seller.
Mm-hmm.
We should have a pretty good understanding.
And you know what? I hadn't talked to David at all, but I don't think he is limited in what he can do. So he'll try to do something to help either buy or sell, but I don't think he can even sell at times.
I think sometimes nothing is the right course, and especially because this team is pretty well stocked for this upcoming draft as well. And the cupboard has been a little bare lately, though Phil Tomasino has been absolutely dynamite for the Ottawa Generals, if you haven't watched them. But honestly, like, this team does need to rebuild a bit, so I don't know if you want to trade anything away for how inconsistent this team has been.
No question. Plus, you also want to look at you've got to look at starting to clear a little space for some of these prospects in Milwaukee.
Tolvanen picked the
Tolvanen's got 10 goals in his last 10 games. He scored in his last three.
He's coming.
He is really starting to come on. So actually, we probably need to get Aaron on in the next 2 weeks.
Probably.
Let's go down on the farm, see what's going on there. But you've got to start making room for the Tolvanens, for the Pitlicks. You know, I mean, you got to make room for the Trennans of the world.
Trennan was the best player down there when he got called up.
So when you look at all of this, I mean, there's some critical things that are going to happen, not only for this season. And I think that one of the things that we may have gotten away from just a little bit is making sure that we're looking forward as well as, you know, looking forward beyond a playoff run. Because I think the three of us could probably sit here and agree this team is not one, you know, one player away.
No, I don't think. Is it worth, you know, years of pain for five extra games?
Probably not, but we'll see what happens. I mean, it's going to be interesting. So we'd like to thank you for joining us on Slapshot Radio tonight. We're back next Monday night at 7 p.m., part of pregame for the Vancouver game next week. A big thank you to our sponsors, Hermitage Family and Cosmetic Dentistry, Carter Church from Weikart Realtors, the Andrews Group, your real estate agent in Murfreesboro and Nolensville, Cool Springs Wines and Spirits on Moores Lane in Cool Springs, and Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries with three locally owned Middle Tennessee locations. When you visit one of our sponsors, please make sure you tell them you heard about them on Slapshot Radio and thank them for their support. For our producer, Max, our co-host, Brett Peterson, Zach McCann, I'm Paul McCann, saying good night and good hockey.